great light. We are what we see. If all you see is darkness, it will take its toll upon your life. I remember reading a story. The submarine that hit something and sunk itself. And all of these men at that time were men in the submarine, and they thought that they were lost. And the rescuers came from wherever they came, and they put on their diving suits, and they went down by the submarine, and they got close. All they could hear is, I don't know a thing about Marge Cole. I don't know what I said. But the question that the rescuers heard was, is there any hope? There are millions of men and women today in this world, some in this church, many in this community, many in this country. They still have that question on their hearts. Is there any hope? Good looking, handsome, beautiful young men and beautiful young women look like they got it all together. Everybody wants them. Fine women, handsome men, single, beautiful, young, promising, college graduate, career oriented, and miserable. You cannot determine just by looking at someone whether or not they're okay on the inside. People come here on Sunday morning. They don't come to see me. They don't come necessarily to hear the choir. They come with a question on their mind. Is there any word from the Lord that can heal my messed up soul? Jack said, if you got anything to tell me, it's going to help me speak. Otherwise, hush. Quiet. You got anything to tell me that's going to help me to make it through this week? Sing. Otherwise, sit down. Amen. There's so many people living in darkness. You know, you can have money and still live in darkness. You have a job and still live in darkness. This Advent season, this Advent. Christmas is born out of darkness. The people walked in darkness. And they were looking for a light. And how many of you know, I've been messed up, ever since I left South Carolina and came up here where the bright lights are. I like light, I'm sorry. I'm scared of to be in the dark too long. At least in South Carolina we had stars and a moon. You can't see no stars up here, a moon, because of pollution. Not too often. Every now and then you might see something. You better have some street lights up here. I can deal with the darkness for a little while. I don't know why it is darkness. Pains are sharper in the dark. They last longer in the dark. Ain't nothing worse to be in the dark and seem like daylight will never come. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing for it to be daylight and still dark in your heart. There are people who live with darkness 24/7 for years. Smart people. Story of this young man, handsome, sharp college graduate, had a sister, and one day he just walked off. His sister saw him leaving and she thought that he would come back. He walked off and he never came back. Because he kept hearing he was smart and intelligent, handsome, single, had it all going on, but he kept hearing these voices in his head. Came homeless. She never heard from him for the next 15 years. And the only reason she heard from him because he got sick and the social worker found her and put an ad in the paper and she followed up the ad and it was her brother. And her brother, once she found him, didn't want anything to do with him. How many of you know there are some sick people that some good folk try to help, but sometimes the person is so sick they don't want to help. They'd rather be homeless. But that sister would not let him go. Robinson talked about the mom who said, "Who are you?" There's some people in that we love and that we care about that we can't seem to reach. You ever had someone that you tried to help and you couldn't seem to reach them? Don't give up on them. You know how we are. We try for two tries. All right. You don't want it? The heck with you. Thank God Jesus is not like that. Because God pursued us when we were a wretch, when we were a messes. God kept on pursuing us until finally God got a word through to us to save us through his son Jesus Christ. People are not healed on your schedule. I mean, I'm just saying. We have these candles here every Sunday, but you gotta get this candle. This candle is the candle that says darkness does not have the last word. This candle says that cancer doesn't have the last word, that diabetes doesn't have the last word, that unemployment doesn't have the last word, that depression doesn't have the last word, that darkness does not have the last word. And this candle says, light is more powerful than darkness. You know, when you're driving out in the country sometime and there's a car in front of you, it could be a mistake, but sometimes I follow the light ahead of me. They could be driving off a cliff and I'd be following right behind. Good to know that somebody's been down the road ahead of you. And our parents and our grandparents, oh my God, they live in a dark season. Ah, the darkness of racism and the darkness of sexism. And we live in this darkness of classism. We live in this time where we demonize poor people. That somehow if you're poor, that you're not decent. Somehow if you're poor, you deserve to be poor.
Somehow you need to just pick yourself up by your own bootstraps and get yourself some health insurance or else just die.
Thank God for the church who says that's just crazy theology. It's people that believe stuff like that that I just like it for them to have a little dab of do you of what it's like to be poor for 6 months. I just wish that Mitch McConnell could be poor for 1 year, unemployed, no health insurance, no food stamps, and no relatives that'll help him, and could not get a suntan. I'm going to leave that alone. I got other things I could say about that, but the hour's late, but I got to finish this one up. We got communion. Darkness. Don't allow darkness to rule your life. And I recognize I'm making it sound so simple, so easy. I know there are people in the pit of depression, and I know it's tough. But you know, I'm begging you, even in that depression, to keep looking for the light. Keep scrounging around, seeing if you can get a glimpse or a flicker of a flame of hope. Make your way somewhere. See if you can get a glimpse of the light. You know, we heard of this preacher a few weeks ago, this young preacher, 40 down in Georgia, whatever, committed suicide. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how Jesus does it, but all I have to give you is the word. But just reading the word is not enough, you know. It's good to read the word, but somehow you gotta have the indwelling. It's got to take root in you. It's got to abide. I mean, I wish I could tell you, accepting Jesus, you'd never be depressed again in your life. I wish I could tell you that. I cannot tell you that. But I can tell you, he'll keep you. I can tell you he'll keep you. And when you feel like, don't raise your hand on this. Have you ever felt like walking out on everybody? Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Have you ever felt like I'm just tired of being responsible? I'm tired of being the caregiver. I'm tired of being the wife. That has to be a mother to the husband I'm talking about. I'm just sick and tired. Homeless sounds good to me. The only one that I gotta worry about. Look at your neighbor and say, don't do it. I'm saying to Barbara, please don't do it. Because hope has come. Wait on the Lord. Wait, I say. How long, Jackson, how long I have to wait? I don't know how long you have to wait. But I do know yet the light has come. Joy is coming in the morning. There is a way out. There is a bright side. Even though you feel like throwing, I feel like throwing in the towel sometimes. I know this beautiful church, this beautiful this, this beautiful. I get tired sometimes. Maybe beautiful, but we got a $2 million mortgage. I get tired. But the Bible says, wait, I say.
I got you, Jackson. I didn't bring you this far to leave you. You know, this is not the first time you had a mortgage, and this is not the first time you had a challenge in front of you. If I didn't put a challenge, you'd think it's all about you. I want you to know it's about me, and I'm God all by myself. I'm able to do anything but fail. You just trust me. You just put one foot in front of the other and wait on me. And when I get ready,
you know, I'm here dancing. Lord, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting. Well, won't you please hurry up and come? He says, boy, I've already come. I'm the light of the world.
And the world in this dark position that it needs somebody that can give testimony to the fact that the light's come. And as dark as it is, the light is brighter. I'm just enough of a Christian to say to the darkness, I trust the light. I don't care how dark it is, I trust the light. And here's my parting word to you. Light a candle for somebody. I'm not, you know, so when Barbara and I were in Italy this summer, and sometimes you go to New York and you go to St. Patrick's Cathedral and some of these other Catholic churches. You don't even have to go to St. Patrick's Cathedral. They have these candles all over. I'm not telling you to light a candle in a church. I'm telling you to light a candle in somebody's life. Be light. And find somebody that you refuse to quit on. Have you ever had a brother or a sister, a grandmother? And then grandmother kept on helping old Bobo. And you kept saying, why you? You're just wasting that money on him. You could have helped me. As if you were just so interested in Bobo, you really were selfish. But find someone that you refuse to quit on, even though they spit in your face over and over. And when you find that someone, then you're beginning to act like Christ. If you find someone you help one time, then you're running around bragging about it, then you're beginning to act like Greg.